Amen. I will say, if you got long johns, that's cold, ain't it, for long johns? Amen. I was wearing my sweater on Sunday, and Brother John asked me, he said, how you going to get that off? Because, you know, I just get hot. I said, I'll find a way. I'll get that thing off. Amen. But I kept it on. Anyways, happy Wednesday to everybody. Love you. Appreciate you. Glad to see you tonight. Just a few announcements I wanted to make, and I wanted to make them out to everybody in the extended family. Glad that everybody's listening tonight on different platforms. We're so grateful for our family that's growing, seems like almost every day, just getting new people added and being a part of this ministry, and we're so thankful for that. I just want to tell you on announcements, the praise team is coming along. They couldn't practice tonight, but I think they're shooting for sometime in April. So, and that's to be live with us. That won't be live to the world, because that'll be later with licensing and, you know, unless we have original songs in the house, which I know we will. But until then, we'll have to do licensing and all that. But they're going to be doing praise and worship for us. So what's awesome about that is we'll be able to sustain our worship. So in other words, man, if God's just moving, you know, we can play the same song for 3 or 4 hours. I've been in services like that where the same song, 3 or 4 hours, I mean, the presence of God was so strong. What are you going to change for? Just worship God if people are being healed and delivered. A preacher don't have to say anything, amen? Jesus can do more in a nanosecond than a preacher can do in a lifetime. So that's my philosophy. I just want God to move. So that's coming up. We're real excited to pray for the praise team. And had a brother, as you all know, came Sunday, so we'll see what God does in that area. And I won't mention his name, because then people will think somebody famous. Clay's laughing. His name is Austin Powers. That's his real name. I'm not lying to you. So it's going to be really hard. I'm just going to call him either AP or Austin, because people are like, oh, Austin Powers at Ignited Church? He got saved. Some of y'all don't know who Austin Powers is. Don't Google it. Just trust me. Austin Powers would need to be saved. And he wouldn't even be on this platform, trust me, unless he was saved. So pray for that. And, you know, our drummer, we just got a lot of stuff going on. And God is doing some awesome things in a short period of time. I spoke a word about it 2 years ago for this ministry about acceleration. And we have watched that take place. And I love when it's God acceleration and not man acceleration, because when it's man, it just gets nasty, and it's just, you know, I don't want man's promotion. I want what God has. So anyways, real exciting times that's taking place. We've got a lot of visitors coming here in the next few, really next month, this month and next month. So great, great families coming in the house. Great times are happening before us. Also VBS, I can go ahead and mention that, right? I already did. Vacation Bible School's coming up. We're working on dates and all that, and doing some outreach and all that. It's going to be great. It's going to be in June. And is that okay? I just released that, Miss? Okay, cool. We'll get the dates. I think we got the dates already worked out. And we're going to have a family fun day on the Saturday before. We're just going to go ballistic. We're just going to go ballistic. We're going to have a great time. Doc's got an apron he's going to put on. He's going to be barbecuing. Hey, I love to see, was it Tony, Mike, and it was Doc out in the back the last time we got together, freezing weather. You guys were flipping the burgers, having a good time. But that's going to be I'm just pumped up about it, because we love outreach at this church, and now we have a place where we can invite the entire community, unlike the shoebox. We just couldn't get them all in there, even though we tried. Remember that? I mean, we actually cooked turkey on the side of the sidewalk. I was afraid we were going to burn the entire block down. Remember that? Yeah, we cooked that turkey, man, up. Anyways, what a great time. So that's coming up. Also, children are going to be doing some outreach during the next couple months, once a month, and that's going to be perpetual. So real exciting plans. Just pray for us that we can put all this together. And then, you know, practice lifting your hands, saying, I volunteer, okay? Because we're going to need your help. Everybody go like this. See, everybody volunteered. All y'all volunteered. You're in it. The Lord saw it. You can't lie in church. Tony didn't move. Tony's like, he's wise, man. He's like, I didn't do nothing. Anyways, I'm sure your brother dragged you into it. So that's coming up. Exciting times. Good stuff's taking place. Got visitors coming. have a sister who has left Panama for the mission field, and I mentioned her before, and she's supposed to be coming maybe in 3 weeks, take a look at Livonia, look at this area, to see if God wants her to be a part of Ignited Church and be planted here to help us. And so that's exciting, amen. So we need to pray everything works to her good and God's glory, and she feels comfortable and that God has a plan for her here. And others are going to be doing that as well. So, again, great, great, great days, exciting days. One other thing I want to tell you about on outreach, and then we're going to get started with the teaching tonight, is I just went into contract with WLHR. Is that what it is? Yeah, Lake Hartwell Radio. I'm going to be doing, advertisements for the church. Going to be doing 5 weeks of one day for 5 days. So it's, 25, I think, commercials we've done for this radio station here. So March 20th, that's Monday, we're advertising, doing a blitz for 5 weeks. Come on, somebody. Hey, I told you we're going to expand. We're going to do whatever we can and just reach this area. I don't care if they're singing about guitars and Cadillac. They're going to hear about Ignited Church, amen. And I'm using the same theme that we use for our television broadcast, so it's going to be pretty cool. I've already made the commercial. I've already sent it off to them. And because we're going to go ahead and prepay, they're going to give us 5 extra spots. Free. Free. So 30 spots from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, you're going to hear in those time slots Ignited Church. It's going to be awesome. So we just thank the Lord for that. And we may expand to some other stations, maybe the Toccoa area. Just want to reach this area. You know, we're already reaching the world. We got to reach Jerusalem, amen, and Judea and Samaria and all that. So exciting times. And, you know, if you're with somebody and they hear that commercial, say, that's my pastor right there. That's my pastor. And then they're going to say, I know what's wrong with you. Anyway, same birds, the same feather flock together, something like that. Anyways. Great times, man. Keep praying, amen? And we're going to see what the Lord does with everything. Father, we just seal up all these announcements and all these plans in your presence. We just ask for your grace, your blessings, wisdom, Father God, access to the people's lives in this community. We ask for favor, Father God. We need favor with this city. We need favor with these surrounding counties so that we can bring the gospel message. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing with the praise team. We ask that you put hooks in the jaws of those who belong here. And we love you, Father. Thank you for the anointing tonight. Hide me behind the shadow of the cross. Let Jesus get all the praise and the honor and the glory. And everybody say amen and amen. All right. Good stuff is happening at Ignited Church. You don't want to miss it. And greater things are coming before us. I'm going to do a change up on my teaching as I've been led by the Holy Spirit to do it. I've been teaching on world missions and evangelism, and I hope that's been a great teaching for you. I hope it's got you out there putting out tracts. I think Brother Mike just had a salvation today at the jailhouse. And, you know, I've been hearing people talking and ministering to other people. And, you know, I've increased my tract ministry, just giving tracts out. And so it's really been a blessing to me. And we'll hit things as we go back and forth in this teaching. But I need to change gears again, as I've been instructed to. And I want to talk about the battle for the mind. The battle for the mind. And I'm going to be teaching on that for a little while. I don't like calling them series. I think that's so weird. I'm going to be doing a series. I'm just going to be teaching. You know what I mean? So I don't know what you want to call it. Call it a project. I don't know. But I'll be teaching this for a little while as the Lord directs me, and then we'll go back to world missions, whatever he wants to do. But specifically right now, battle for the mind. And the reason for that is we are living in such an hour of struggle and conflict for the human mind, for the mental sanity, I guess, of people, and really for the direction of our nation and so on and so forth. So I'm going to deal with these issues and try to bring us to a place to where, you know, we get our stinking thinking straight. Let me try that again. We get our stinking thinking straight. I remember when I got saved, I was in an Assemblies of God church, and The pastor there, I've tried to find the brother. I can't find him. I don't know where he is in the world. But he used to say to me, he says, "It's your stinking thinking that led to your stinking drinking, boy." I mean, he was 6'5", 392 pounds. And I was like, "Yes, sir, you're right." So anyway, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And so we're going to deal with that. And I know this is specific for people. I know there's a target that the Holy Spirit has out there and here that need to hear this. So I'm going to start out with this statement. I don't want you to write this statement, because I'm going to change something in here, and you're going to write it your way in just a second. But if I can change the way you think, I can change whether you will win or lose in any given situation. Let me repeat that. If I can change the way you think, I'm talking to you as a pastor. If I can change the way you think, I can change whether you will win or lose in any given situation. I want you to write this down this way. If I can change the way I think, if I can change the way I think, I can change whether I will win or lose in any given situation. If I can change the way I think, I can change whether I will win or lose in any given situation. Now, let me start out by saying this is not Scientology. This isn't mind over matter. This isn't your best life now. This isn't trying to have a happy thoughts and a happy day and happy life. And, you know, as you sing, going over the cliff and the abyss and all those things. What this is understanding how you were created and how I was created and how God wants us to function in our minds and in our hearts. Okay? So if I can change the way I think, I can change whether I win or lose in any given situation. So no matter if I seemingly lost, if my mind is right, I really win. If I understand the principles of faith, if I understand the plan that God has for me, if I understand that God is for me and nobody can ever be against me and no weapon formed against me can prosper and all those different things that the enemy has set aside for my demise, if I understand that God trumps all those things and God lifts me above all of those things, I can win regardless if it looks like I lost or not. Someone says, "Well, that's nothing but a positive attitude." Well, that's called a God attitude. Amen. A God attitude. And so we're going to go through this. We're going to go back to the beginning so we can get a foundational understanding of what God designed for us and how we're supposed to walk in this day. Because there's a lot of people today who are living depressed, filled lives, and they're in church right now. They live in a depressed world, a depressed lifestyle because of what's going on around them and what's happening to them, and they don't know how to get out of it. Anybody ever, don't you have to raise your hand, but probably all of us can shoot it real high. How you ever dealt with a depression? Depression's horrible. Depression's a terrible thing. And we're living in that hour where depression is all around us because we're being pressurized. The world events that are taking place, the end time realities, prophecies being fulfilled and all these things. And we have to have our minds strong for what's about to take place. Men's hearts will fail them because of fear. Men's heart will fail them because of fear. And you have to connect the mind and the heart together in this teaching. And I'm going to show you how that happens as we go along, all right? So that's my opening statements, and just want to get you some foundational truths to start out. Let's go to the law first mention. You know me, I love the law first mention, because when I see the law first mention, I understand what God is trying to say from the beginning, and that's the problem with most people. They just go to the middle of the story, and they never go to the beginning to understand God. So let's go to Genesis. Go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to get this foundational teaching going, and we're just going to have a good time in bringing some health and some deliverance. Because I'm going to tell you, you got to have your mind right in this hour. You better have it ready for the things that are going to take place on the earth. And you better know who you are and who God is inside of you. So the law first mentioned, we know in Genesis chapter 1, you can go there, just turn to Genesis chapter 1. We know that God made everything with intelligent function and divine order. Let's look at verse 11 for an example. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it is so. Those of you that have been in ISM and some of my other teachings, I really can break this down and just go real, real deep into this. But the basic thing I want you to see is that what happened? The seed reproduced after its kind. So it had intelligent design within it. It had its own ability to reproduce according to what? The divine word of God. So God spoke it. His word was pregnant. It was alive. And now that which he declared has to respond. It has to respond according to divine order. Amen. When you plant a seed, it produces a tree. Let's say it's an apple tree. It has to produce apples. Why? It has to operate according to the divine function and the divine design that God had made and spoke for it to do. So that's the first thing we need to understand about creation, that God had a divine plan and intelligent function for everything. Amen. The DNA of faith is really in everything in the world today. If you understand, when God spoke things into existence, how did he do it? He did it by faith. He did it by his word. And so we know that everything operates in that type of faith, not the saving faith that we have and understand, but the DNA of faith, because God spoke it into existence. All right? So let's go on, and let's look at verse 26. All right, so we got that established. We know God created everything. He designed it according to his plan, so it reproduced after itself, intelligent design. And God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So watch this with me. He said, let us make man in our image. Notice it's our image. So we're made in what? The image of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the beginning, God created. We know that word is Elohim. So it is the Trinity of God. So if anybody says there's only one God, that, you know, no, he's three in one. It's a mystery, but that's the truth. So he said, let's make man in our image. They made a decision, the pre-council of God, and made man. So the word image there, I'm going to spell it for you, is T-S-E-L-E-M, Teslim, T-S-E-L-E-M, 6754. You got it? T-S-E-L-E-M. That's image, and it means shade, the shade of God, or the shadow in a way, you could say, the shade of God, and then his likeness. So we weren't necessarily created as a picture of who he is, but we were created in his holiness and in his righteousness. Man was created, okay? Man was created. And how we know that is, let me show you. Let's go on. In his image and after our likeness, that he may have dominion. Let's look at this for a minute. Here's where we're going to break that down. That he would have dominion. So we're made in his image in holiness and righteousness, but we're also made in his image to have authority, to have dominion. In other words, he said, let's make man in our image and let's give him rule. Let's give him authority. Let's give him that leadership responsibility. Let's give him government. Okay? The first thing right out of the bat, right out of the gate, right off the bat, when God designed man, he created man, he gave him authority. He gave him his likeness of government because he wanted man to rule the earth. He wanted man to have that dominion, okay? So he said, make him in my image, in my likeness, and then give him dominion. Start him right out with that authority. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, dominion has to do with the animals and all these different things. And that's true. You know, he did have dominion over those animals. He did have dominion over his life and where he was at. But how many of y'all know the dominion that he was given was not just to squash a bug? You know, some people look at dominion as domineering or having, you know, authority over in a way that is to be oppressive, but that's not necessarily the understanding of this. This was intelligent rule. This was intelligent government that God gave to Adam. And this is very important that I leave this foundation with you, because it may seem a little basic in beginners, a type of understanding, but the depth of it is this, that the dominion that God wants us to have, the rule that he wants us to have, is so that we can partake in his kingdom and partake in what he has designed for us to have in authority. In other words, we're not to allow the world to take dominion over us. We take dominion over the world. And again, it ain't just squashing a bug. It's leading, it's guiding, it's being led by the Holy Spirit. So let's go on. Let's go to chapter 2 now, because this is very important. We get to see in detail about Adam and how he was created and what God was trying to show us, all right? Genesis chapter 2, this is the detailed part. Let me know when you get over there, Genesis chapter 2. Okay, so it wasn't very hard to get over 2, was it? I wasn't sure. Sometimes you tell people, I need you to turn, and they'd be all in the New Testament and the maps. Anyways, all right. So he says this, go to verse 18. And the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. And all the single people said, amen. And I will make him a help meet for him. Verse 19, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and he brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Notice this. God brought all the animals to Adam to see what he would call them. God was allowing Adam the ability to have dominion over the earth, dominion over his situation, and give him that right and that authority, that government, to determine and to decree and to forever declare what these animals were going to be. How many of y'all know a draft is still a draft? I don't care what you call it, it's a draft. You can't change that. And we don't know exactly all the animals particularly that he spoke of, but God said, I want you, I've created you out of the ground. The Lord God formed every beast, and then he brought him to Adam, said, I want to see what you call it. So what's the principle for that today? The principle for that is this: God allows things to come into your life to let you determine, what do you call them? What do you see it? Do you see it as an opportunity? Do you see it as defeat? Do you see it as a blessing? Do you see it as a cursing? Do you see it as winning or losing? Do you see that? He's giving you the opportunity to have government and to rule and to say, you know what? I'm not going to allow this sickness to have dominion over me. I'm not going to allow this poverty, this situation I'm in, to have dominion over me and my family, my church, my community. And so he said, hey, here's what you're going to do. I'm going to allow you to see what you call them. And whatsoever Adam, verse 19, called every living thing, that was the name thereof. So God tested Adam's ability to govern. He tested him. He allowed him that government to be upon him, and he spoke it into existence. He declared it, and he decreed it. He spoke it into existence by giving its name. God already created it, but he had that dominion over that. And it's so important in the beginning of this teaching that we understand that no matter what comes in our life, we got to first know that God is good. We got to know that God is for us. We know that God will never leave us, never forsake us. He will always make a way for us to be triumphant in Christ. We'll always be victorious. So I began with my statement, you know, if I can change the way you think, you can determine whether any situation comes in your life, whether you're going to be victorious or not. Amen. And a lot of people need to know that, because so many people, and I deal with people, and I've been doing this for 25 years, you deal with people that just feel their life has been prescribed or prescribed for them. They've been predestined. I've heard people tell me, I'm just Job. I'm like, you ain't even near Job. Don't even try to compare yourself with Job. You ain't never seen Job. You ain't never experienced what Job experienced. Amen. Well, you know, I was born to lose. I was destined to lose, and God don't like me, and the devil's got my name on speed dial. How many ever felt like the devil had your name on speed dial and Rolodex, and you were the only one he knew? I mean, come on, we all go through trials and tribulations. We all go through testings, but we have the ability to change the course of our life. We have the ability to declare and to decree the victory that is ours, even in this last days. And I'm telling you, we're going to have that attitude. We're going to have that mindset that as prophecy is fulfilled and end time events take place, we got to have sanity of the mind. We've got to have the ability to say, my God is for me. My God is, he's not going to destroy me. I don't care what happens with the economy. I don't care what happens with the stock market. I don't care what happens in any form and fashion of fulfillment of Scripture. My God is a good God. And he's going to make a way for me when there seems to be no way. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't get a hold of this now, when the bombs fall and the bullets fly and the blood spatter and everything goes crazy and you're shaking like everybody else, what good are you? How are you going to rescue anybody if you're unstable and your hand is shaking? You got to have this mindset. And God spoke, he through Adam gave him that ability to rule the world around him. And that's what you and I must do today. And we're going to teach on that. We're going to find out how do we do this thing. And so as God created, I'm just going to go off here for a second, but when he created him, he created him out of the dust of the ground. We know that. And what did he do? He breathed life into him, and he became a living soul. Now watch this. The body is perishable. The soul is non-perishable. The body is perishable, but the soul is non-perishable. This body's going away. Can everybody say praise God? You get a trade-in. Help me, y'all. Is it too cold outside? This is perishable, man. This thing gets changed. This gets renewed. It gets exchanged. We get a heavenly body, but our soul is non-perishable. It will forever be. Our spirit will forever be. And so God breathed into him, and when he breathed into him, he gave him that life. He gave them that a living mind, a living mind. And that's why we come to verse 19, to where he was able to declare, prophesy, however you want to say it, to have dominion over things. Listen, the greatest way of dominion is to name something. Watch this. He didn't say he lassoed the rhinoceros. He didn't get on the back of a wild stallion. It says that he had dominion through naming them. Your dominion begins when you speak the word over your life. Your dominion begins when you wake up in the morning and say, today's the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what they're saying on television. I don't care what's happening around your world. I don't care what the crazies are doing in your neighborhood and maybe your family. Is anybody here today? How many of y'all got crazy family like I do? Miss Lee waved. And why'd you look over at Carla when you did that? But anyways, she's mine. She's one of my crazy family members. Seriously now, how do you have dominion? How do you apply what happened with Adam with us today? Very simple. God gave him dominion. He took dominion by declaring and naming over these animals what they were to be, and that is the same principle for you and I. I have to name my day. I have to speak my day. I have to declare that I walk in divine health. I have to declare that God is for me, and if God be for me, who could ever be against me? I have to declare that no matter what happens, God is faithful to his word. He'll never leave me, never forsake me. Now, isn't that a better way to wake up in the morning to say doom and despair and agony on me? That's all hee-haw, isn't it? Huh? Doom, despair, and agony on me. Huh? For that $2 you gave tonight, that's a pretty good variety show, isn't it? But I'm not going to dance. Come on.
I mean, you know people like that, and they have no dominion. The world has dominion over them. Their whole life is full of negativity and junk and just crisis and chaos. And you talk to them on the phone, and you have to go get a box of Q-tips and just clean your ear out. Because you're just like, oh, gosh, Come on now, you hate to pick up the telephone. You hate to, answer the email because you know it's going to be the hour of just spewing. And look, we have mercy on people and we love people and all that stuff. But this is the type of teaching that people need to have. It is not positive thinking. It is declaring the word of the Lord. No matter how you feel, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter the hour we're living, I will do nobody no good if I walk around as a doom and gloom pastor and have no hope of nothing, and,
well, I'd pray for you, but Jesus is coming, so if you die now, praise God, amen. You're ahead. You ain't got to feel the pain that's coming. Oh, the agony, the terrible, terrible, terrible.
I mean, who would want to go to church like that?
Would you pray for me? No, I'll shoot you. Would that help you?
I mean, really? Really? Do you guys do marriages?
Only funerals. Only funerals. We only do funerals here. I mean, marriage, funeral, same thing.
But you get the idea. And you know people like this. Right now, you guys got little billboards going off in your head. Boop, boop, boop. Of people that you know. And we have to have a positive attitude. Yeah, but we have to speak the word of God. There's nobody greater and positive than God. He's positive. Absolutely. Positive. His word is positive. And so he told Adam, this is what I want you to do. And God tests him. Look at verse 20. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a help meet for him. So he gave dominion. He did it. He stood, he spoke, and he declared. Now again, I want to apply that. These are just basic principles that I teach. And I can go much deeper into some of the things about Adam. But I wanted to lay it out tonight with this understanding that God gave us dominion. God gave us the choice to make every single day whether we're going to have victory or not. He gave us that choice. We need to be joyful in the fiery trials. We need to be joyful in the hour we're living. Listen, there's no greater message right now than the fact that we're living the end times. Jesus is coming back, and a great, tremendous revival and restoration of all things about to take place. That's a positive message. Now, it's not good how we're going to get there, obviously, but we have to have that word in our heart, that word in our mouth to declare and decree, because I'm going to tell you, people are not going to be ready for what's going to happen on this earth. Going back to the beginning, men's hearts will fail them for fear. And please don't separate your heart and the mind and get confused about that. You're interconnected with the soulical man, with the mind, the will, and the emotions. We are tripart. We are three people, or three aspects of a person. We're spirit, soul, and body. Is that right? But the way I think, that will affect my heart, and the way I think will affect my mouth. We're going to go into that later on, another teaching. And I'm going to tell you, if we don't get a hold of this in our personal lives, listen, some of our sicknesses, some of our daily issues we deal with is because we talk wrong, because we have the wrong mindset. We have the wrong attitude. Some of it comes from our upbringing, how our parents, help me now, how our parents taught us. How people spoke over our life. Some people right now are dealing with complexes that are listening to me. You have a complex. You deal with condemnation constantly. You walk into a room and you think everybody just talked about you. I've openly testified in this church. I was major, major, major condemnation. I walked in major complexes. I couldn't, because of my past and my struggles, I never thought I was good enough to be like everybody else in church. How many of y'all was there before? But God broke that off of me. God broke those complexes off of me. He broke condemnation. And one of the ways I broke condemnation off of my life was I spoke the word of God. I got in my prayer closet and I said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Blessed coming in, going out in the city, in the field. God for me, who could ever be against me, man? Listen, my relationship with God is second to none.
Well, that's prideful.
Well, would you rather do that or just go around and say, why is everybody always picking on me and taking your little blindness blanket around, throwing smoke and dust everywhere, and everybody's picking up your trash because you're, you know, kicking chairs over. Right? Always upset. But God gave Adam this, and why I'm teaching on this is because that DNA is inside of you. Adam lost his authority. Adam lost his dominion over the garden. He had to learn how to walk in the fall. You and I are going to learn on this journey how to walk in the fall with the same mindset God gave to Adam. We have it through the second Adam. I don't want to let the second part of the teaching out just yet. I'm trying to be cool, Brother Mike, because that's where I want to head to. But I want you to see this in the beginning of this teaching, that just because Adam fell, the creative design of God was still in him, in the mindset, in his ability to have dominion. He blew it and he faltered and he got rejected. But that DNA, that ability to have dominion, has been offered to you and me. You have to decide, how will your tomorrow begin? How will it begin tomorrow? I don't care if the coffee tastes right or not. I don't care what you wake up to tomorrow. How do you determine what your day will be? Because somebody's going to make you mad. Come on, coffee may not be right. Something's going to go on. Somebody just threw a beer can in your front yard after you cleaned up your front yard. Whatever it is, something's going to derail you and try to distract you. But how do you determine? How do you determine your day? What are you going to say? And this can go all through every aspect of Christianity, all through evangelism. What good is it going to be for us to go out there and evangelize everybody if we got sawdust in the bottom of our teeth? On our bottom lip, we just got rocks and dust because we just dragged our lips up in there. And, you know, we got nothing good to say. We have no positive attitude. And we just, you know, amen. And so I want to begin this teaching, the battle for the mind. And we're going to go further into this and much deeper. But I want to encourage you, wake up tomorrow with the Word of God. Don't go by your feelings. Your feelings will always fool you. Isn't that right? Your feelings, your emotions will always fool you about your destiny. But the Word of God can't lie. The Word of God, it's impossible to lie. And just like Adam, we need to do the same principle of declaring our future and declaring what's happening over our life. Amen. Listen, we're going to be on a journey, and we're going to go on that journey to get the mind of Christ. And that's where we're headed, to get his mindset and his understanding. Your family's going to need you in the coming days. They're going to need you to be the stable person. They're going to need you to be the one that has the word of the Lord in your mouth and have a positive aspect to what the word says about these hours. We got to do it. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. We're going to be controlled by your Holy Spirit. We're going to walk in dominion. We're going to speak truth. We're going to declare it. We're going to be stable in this hour. There's so many people freaking out. So many people that are taking their lives. Businessmen, wealthy businessmen jumping out of buildings, and all the craziness that we hear of those in Hollywood and fame. Father, we got to have a word in season. Like Adam, we need dominion. Dominion over our life. Dominion over the things that are around us. And help us to speak these words tomorrow when we wake up, even tonight before we go to bed. Say, I'm blessed. Thank you for beloved sleep, wonderful sleep. I am your beloved, and I thank you. You love me. Father, there are so many people that have trouble sleeping, and I declare in Jesus' name you'd have a restful night tonight. Let tonight be the best night you've ever had, and let you wake up with dominion tomorrow. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Woo, I love you.